So, hi, Erwin.
Hi, Saibel. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here as well. First of all, let me congratulate you for tackling bravely issues that were not openly discussed before. I think that your short stories really speak of truth and are very relatable among Filipinos. It actually brings a lot of memories, especially when you grew up in the Philippines. So I want to congratulate you, Erwin, for that.
It's my pleasure.
Okay. So I would like to start with the opening short story entitled, Does It Matter What the Dead Think? I would like to borrow Melissa's line when she said, if we humans built aviation technology but developed immigration policies that restrict families from getting in touch with each other, then I think we got it all twisted. We're missing the point. For you to have thought of these lines, do you hear a lot of sentiments like this among Filipinos?
I do, because mm-hmm. I think we are in a very delicate situation, mm-hmm. given that we are very family-focused sort of people.
Mm-hmm.
We love each other. Yet the paradox about all these is we live and work in different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And not that we despise it, we actually value it. Mm-hmm. And we make do, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Ginagawa natin ng paraan kahit na magkalayo tayo.
Yes.
With the help of technology and with love and prayers and hope and aspirations, hindi pa rin tayo malayo sa isa't isa.
Mm-hmm.
We still communicate and things. I think it's been an experience of Filipino people around the world, really,
mm-hmm.
na why is it difficult for other countries to, for us to visit each other when wala naman tayong malis, hindi naman tayo mga kriminal kung bakit pa pinahihirapan pa mga immigration
mm-hmm.
policies
mm-hmm.
ng ibang mga bansa. And it's so unfair as well because when they visit the country, the Philippines, it's so easy for
yeah.
Westerners, yeah, for
mm-hmm.
them to come in. And it's so hard for us to go to America, to Canada, or to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Although I've just read recently na baka daw i-relax ng Australian government ang mga tourist visas sa Australia
mm-hmm.
for Filipinos. But I hope that will continue. And I think what I wrote there was just an awareness and also a wake-up call for others who could read it. And also to validate our feelings that, yes, we do feel disappointed about all these things. And we are frustrated, and hindi tayo nag-iisa. It's a collective feelings that we experience. And I think by having written that on in a book or on a literature sphere,
mm-hmm.
parang we make it aware at saka nagkakaisa tayo sa ating mga kaloobin.
Erwin, yung character ni Alexander dun sa The Bleached Hills of Cotabato.
Oh.
I feel for this young boy kasi nakita ko yung power on how you contrasted him to his family. You gave the characters the choice. And his sister, with the support of his family, chose that he be married to an old Australian man. Ano yung pinaparating mong mensahe sa amin bilang mambabasa sa naging choice nilang ito?
I think nung sinulat ko yun, parang, mm-hmm. I know, there is a sense of anger, isn't it? Parang masyadong disparate siya na i-comment yung
mm-hmm.
Colonial mentality ng kanyang mga magulang,
mm-hmm.
yung kanyang ama at ang kanyang kapatid na babae doon sa kung anong puti siya
mm-hmm.
yung pinaprioritize as, you know, the best people to be with.
Yeah.
And I think
even the physical looks and everything, di ba?
Oo. And also in the end, papati parang siya pa yung biktima.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's again, it's a wake-up call for us that, hey, we are just as good as any other races in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think napansin ko kasi na clear pa rin sa consciousness ng mga Pilipino yung pagtanaw natin sa ating sarili in comparison to our Western counterparts na mas magaling sila, mas mayaman sila, mas
mm-hmm.
mabuti sila, mas maganda sila.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know, I just observe it somehow. When you go to church, parang mayroon tayong discrimination mismo sa ating mga santo, sa ating mga kung ano bang pinupuri natin. Na, you know, nothing against the church because
mm-hmm.
it's been used. I think the way we read those messages and
mm-hmm.
yung, choices ng ating mga idols na ginagamit sa church. Nothing against idols. I'm Catholic as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's how we are being surrounded by what is considered to be a model-like
mm-hmm.
object.
Mm-hmm.
Na pag mga puti, you know, isang tabi yung mga... Even now, we have brown saints. Pedro mm-hmm. and Lorenzo.
Lorenzo.
I think in many churches haven't coped yet with or kept up yet with mm-hmm. the new trend. Na meron na tayong bagong saints.
Yeah.
Lorenzo and San Pedro should be put prominently in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Isantabi muna sila Padua, sila
Saint Francis of Assisi.
Francis, mm-hmm. although they are just as good saints, pero mm-hmm. time tells now sa ating consciousness na hang on, you know, we've worshipped too many white people in the past. I think it's time for us to shine.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. it's a wake up call for us that yeah, we are just as good as everyone else.
Tama, so,
I think the character symbolizes our new spirit, our new coming to age as Filipino people.
Mm-hmm. Meron pa ako isang paboritong short story, yung father.
Ah,
sobrang
okay.
Nakakaiyak yung last words mo dun sa chapter. It's a short story na yun. So yung anak, diba, parang nainggit siya dun sa spider because he didn't, had the chance to crawl and be near his father na namatay. Na nasa loob ng casket. So it was really heavy para sa akin. No? I was wondering, where did you get the inspiration in writing that short story in particular?
I don't know.
Hindi mo alam!
Parang nagtagpi-tagpi na lang mm-hmm. nung sinulat ko. When I was growing up kasi,
mm-hmm.
I was very close to my father. And yet, he was always away kasi mm-hmm. si Papa. Nasa military siya.
Ah,
so he was
okay.
Off and away.
Mm-hmm.
So the situation was a little bit autobiographical,
mm-hmm.
yung short story na yun. Pero of course, hindi namatay pa si Papa, buhay na buhay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being fictionalized there. And I just put a little bit of drama mm-hmm. in there. And true, when I was young, I used to play yung mga spiders, fighting yung mga ganun,
mm-hmm.
collecting spiders. But I don't know. I think, gusto ko lang i-dramatize yung situation. Kasi minsan din kasi sobrang dramatic yung mga parents na natin na hindi mm-hmm. na nila nakikita yung pagmamahal minsan ng sa mata ng isang bata. It's important to spend time,
mm-hmm.
I think, mm-hmm. for us parents and also for kids as well. It's important to express our feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, although tayo mga Pilipino kasi hindi tayo madalas mag-express ng ating mga feelings. Parang understood na rin kasi, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Parang awkward sa atin minsan magpalabas ng feelings. But it is mm-hmm. a valid thing to do.
Totoo.
And I think, again, it's a reflection again of our consciousness, Filipino culture and consciousness na it's okay to show your feelings and it's okay to cry. And it's also, kailan mo pagawin kung patay na ang parents mo, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So parang ganun.
Okay. So actually, yung binabasa ko yung first short story mo, Erwin, parang hinahanda ko na yung sarili ko na magiging mabigat yung mga susunod na storya. But I was surprised na hindi naman pala mabibigat yung mga following stories. There are those na may humor, like katulad ng Green Blood, tsaka yung worshipping leaves. And yung, ayun, di ba, naalala mo yung parang sila yung mommy niya, di ba, nangate. Nangate because her mom used makeup na pinadala from Australia. Tapos,
yeah.
Meron ding storya where help came for hopeless characters like inanay. Tsaka meron din yung
yes.
empowerment dun sa Fusion and kay Sophia. So, do you think you're being a Filipino came out of this as well? That you don't really want it to go being heavy because we Filipinos are lighthearted people as well?
Sa akin kasi, nung sinulat ko, parang gusto ko lang rin i-immortalize yung experience. Ayaw kong makalimutan,
mm-hmm.
sabi ko. Gusto kong ano ito, gusto kong patagalin sa aking memory. And how can I do it? Just parang gusto ko lang isulat yung mga, yung sampalok na nasa tabi ng nyog, yung
mm-hmm.
mga usual na mga leaves. Kasi dito sa ibang bansa, parang di na rin nakikita
yung
mga
sinulat.
Totoo
yan, namimiss
ko
yan. Oo.
Oo. Kaya sabi ko, kailangan ma-immortalize ko para manatili ng mas matagal sa memory ko. Kaya sinulat ko at nilagdagan ko ng konting mga embellishments sa mga kwento. Kunyari, kinagat siya, tapos pumunta siya. And true enough, di ba, pinapabili sa church yung mga dahon na yun.
Oo.
And well, it didn't happen to me,
mm-hmm.
pero yun nga, nilagyan ko lang ng konting kwento. Isang purpose ko rin sa pagsulat ng mga yun, para rin natin hindi lang ma-remember, kundi para maging point of discussion din sa atin. Kunyari,
mm-hmm.
nagkakatipon-tipon tayo sa mga dinner. O na-remember mo yung ganun-ganun. So, minsan pag nabasa yung book na yon, parang magiging source of
connection,
connection sa mm-hmm. ating past, sa ating kultura. So,
mm-hmm.
I think that's the purpose of literature,
mm-hmm.
to make our practice a little bit more lively and also memorable, and also to always remind us of who we are. Mm. Kaya gusto ko yung i-achieve na yun, na goal na yan.
And I guess three of your short stories, parang minention mo yung dried fish, yung tuyo, na paboritong-paborito natin, which was actually met with disgust by characters na iba yung lahi sa atin. Bakit mo ginamit yung tuyo? Does it has a symbolism in it?
Well, it is, I think, a very symbolic thing because it's something that is quite dreadful for other culture, yet for us, it's very endearing. So, and also, hindi lang siya sa pang amoy sa mga senses, but also, yeah, you're right, sa symbolism nito, which, yeah, it can be as an area or a sphere where other cultures can collide or can clash. And it's also a reflection on how Filipinos would react to it. I think many of us would react with resilience. A few of us would react with anger. And many of us perhaps would react with vengeance or retaliation. I think it's also a question for us Filipinos, kung nasa abroad tayo, in which or which action do we normally take? Tayo ba yung nagagalit? Tayo ba yung re-retaliate? O tayo ba yung sinasaloob na lang natin at pinapaubayan na lang na gagawin ko na lang the best I can, hindi na lang ako mag-hate. And I think most of us would be in the third option. Yung level of greatness mo and your level of intelligence is not measured by violence, but it's measured by how well you can take challenges in life. And I think it proves that we are more great and we are more stoic and valuable people. And that's why we are being loved by different people around the world, dahil nga sa ating qualities that we are quiet, yet at the same time, we work hard and we just take any challenges in its magnitude in a silent but stoic way. And I think that's a commendable attitude para sa mga Pilipino. And Dried Fish, the short story, again, is I know it's quite heavy, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's very emotional.
But
I just like yung intertextuality doon, na Pacquiao, yung mga Boracay, sinet ko rin sa Brisbane River. Kasi that can easily happen in Brisbane. Not only in Brisbane. Actually, that story has been refined a little bit. Ang original na setting yan was in Parramatta. May Parramatta River dyan sa Sydney.
Yes.
Sinulat ko yung unang story na yan. Ang title niyan was Dried Fish Makeup. Kasi ang original na plot na yan, talagang hinampas ng bata. Yung babae ng mga tuyo sa kanyang, tinapo niya talaga yung isang pinggang tuyo.
Pero nag-hold back ka ngayon, ha? Hinold back mo siya ngayon dito sa book.
So parang ano ko naman, sabi ko parang sobrang ng reaction naman ito, parang masyadong violent. Kasi sa totoo lang, di naman ganun talaga mga Pilipino. I think we are more into, yeah, mas malalim tayo. Hindi tayo mababo na mga tao, in due respect, di ba?
Totoo yan, Erwin. So, medyo personal naman na tanong ito, Erwin. Who among the characters in the short stories you wrote, you felt you are really connected with, and why?
I think, sa totoo lang, yung does it matter what the dead think?
Si Melissa.
Yeah, I think, because I had so much, since I arrived in Australia, ang mga associations and friends ko were Filipinos. They've adopted me as their son, you know, many years ago in Newcastle. And even now, I have met more Filipino women than men in this country. And they have struggled, and they struggled well, and they have become well-polished people, well-seasoned people, and good individuals. That's my experiences nila, sa relationships nila, yung pagpapadala ng pera sa Philippines. Sometimes yung mga naasawa nilang mga puti, mayroong mga kaagaw sila sa attention sa family, and also sometimes sa minamana, you know, kahit pumanaw na yung partner nila, ang sakit-sakit, tapos minsan bibintangan pa sila na money hungry sila, nahabol lang nila sa asawa nila is mga pera ng, na pinaghirapan ng itay nila. Hindi naman tayo mga Pilipino, hindi naman tayo mukhang pera, no? I think in that situation, kasi parang naging simbolo din yung pag-aasawa ng mga Pilipino sa puti. I know it's not common now, but many years ago.
Yeah.
Simbolo yun ng ating pagkamit ng magandang buhay. Hindi dahil desperado tayo, kundi talagang gusto lang talaga natin in general na magkaroon naman ng magandang kinabukasan. And And we deserve to, because we are hardworking people. We can withstand any type of challenges, and we are good citizens, whichever country we land in.
Mm-hmm.
And and they've proven that we are good Filipino Australians as citizens. You know, we are law-abiding people. So,
yeah.
The character of Melissa for me is a true reflection of who Filipinos are, I think.
Mm-hmm. So I noticed that most of the setting was in Mindanao. How special is this place for you, Erwin?
I'm a Mindanao person.
Okay.
I was born in Cotabato. I grew mm-hmm. up there. But you know what? It's very Manila-centered kasi ang kultura ng
Totoo.
Pilipinas.
Mm-hmm.
Ang media natin nakafocus sa kung ano nangyayari sa Manila. Minsan,
yeah.
I was growing up in Mindanao, you know, I was listening to the news, mga TV patrol, yung mga traffic sa Manila, yung mga sinong pinatay sa kanto. That is significant news. But why do we care in Mindanao? You know, ang traffic namin sa Mindanao is just as important as traffic in Manila.
Mm-hmm.
Pero nakapokus lang kasi yung attention sa Manila.
Mm-hmm.
And sabi ko sarili ko, time now, before pa man si Duterte nanalo, because I wrote these stories many years ago,
mm-hmm.
time to have some cognizance or awareness sa Mindanao.
Mm-hmm.
Tao rin kami sa Mindanao, Filipino rin kami sa Mindanao, may mga challenges rin kami sa Mindanao, and this is our story.
Tama. Mm-hmm.
So, ayun, sinet ko sa Mindanao. Although yung short story na I'll Be Home for Christmas was set in Cebu.
Yeah, in Cebu, yeah. I read that, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
Green Blood was set in Miagao, Iloilo. But I think most of them was set in Mindanao.
My mom is in Iloilo. She was born there. Yeah, she's Ilongga. Okay. So last question, Erwin. How do you think your short stories could make an impact to the Filipino-Australian who are still considered as a minority group in this country?
Oh, I don't know.
We don't know the answer, right? I know.
Yeah, I think we can make an impact
mm-hmm.
when we read it.
Mm-hmm.
The way we react to it, I think, and also the way the story should affirm your identity as a proud individual and a proud Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
Ang wish ko lang is if you, after reading the stories, magkaroon ka ng magandang pananaw sa sarili mo na Pilipino ka, meron kang mga challenges, ngunit
mm-hmm.
kaya mong itaguyod ang sarili mo, yun, na-achieve ko yung goal na yun.
I think
having some sort of good perception about yourself as a Filipino is a good
mm-hmm.
start.
Yeah.
Kasi what's the worst thing? Pag negative ang pagtingin mo sa sarili mo na hindi mo kayang tapatan yung mga skills ng mga puti, then na ano mo na, destroy mo na ang sarili mo. Pero right from the beginning, pag tingin mo sa sarili mo, oh, I'm just as good as him, then you are successful already right from the start.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much for sharing your time with us in SBS Filipino Radio.
Thank you, Cybele. It's been a pleasure.
You.